Can you hear us, Raphael, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, thanks.
Yes.
We are now joined by today's third place winner of the Sunoco 159, driver of the number 4 Mobile 1 Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports, Raphael Lessard. Raphael, just take us through what it was like going out there today, going through the road course.
It was awesome. I mean, first of all, I want to thank my team, Kyle Busch Motorsport, and my crew chief, Mike Hillman Jr. We sat down before the race, studied some in-car from yesterday, the Xfinity race, and I think it helped a ton. And I learned a lot before. I learned a lot watching videos of onboard yesterday. And yeah, the race was awesome. It was kind of a weird situation because no one's been here before in NASCAR. And I feel like that's what it's been like for me every race so far this year. Being a rookie, no practice, every time I get in turn one, the first lap is a first for me. So I was I think it was an advantage going into this race for me because I'm used to it. And at first, it just can't thank TRD for allowing us to have to go to the TRD simulator and practice on the road course. I mean, that all that made a big difference for me.
Okay, we'll take questions from the media now. Mark Crystal, go ahead and kick us off.
Hi, Raphael. Congratulations on your third place finish.
Thank you.
At one point, you were battling for the lead and you missed the bus stop. You have to slow down. How difficult was it to be racing for the lead as well as racing on a brand new course?
It was pretty difficult. I mean, I felt like in the lead, you had to push pretty hard to keep up with the guy behind you. And one time I just went a little bit harder than the lap before. And with the heat on the tire and the brakes, I felt like it got a lot slicker there at the end. And it kind of surprised me because I thought I was going to be able to make the corner. And I stopped really quick, came back, did a couple of mistakes. And then we regrouped. We never gave up and just kept pushing hard at the end and had a good strategy. And that's what it's all about, just never giving up and just keeping on working. And I don't think we could have had a shot at it at the end with the two car was really fast. I think maybe, but I was trying to be a little bit conservative and trying to bring my Mobile 1 connector to the Tundra home.
All right, and then a lot of drivers were talking about the heat. How hot was it, and how do you battle racing in these hot conditions?
It was really hot. I mean, during a caution, I asked for a bunch of water, and I was just throwing water at me. But TRD's got a gym, and I can thank everyone, my coach, Caitlin. We work really hard during the week in the gym to be good in those circumstances, just trying to be ready physically and mentally, and that's what I was. And at the end, I would say I think it's the hottest I was in a race car, but I mean, we pushed through it.
All right, well, good job.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Raphael. Three races of career best finishes, 11th, 7th, and now 3rd. How do you take this momentum going to Dover next week in your efforts to try to get the KBM team into the playoffs?
I mean, I feel like we're a little bit on the roll now. We had a pretty good weekend last week in Michigan. I felt like Michigan, we had a winning truck there, but we had 2 flat tires, came back, and now I feel like we had a winning truck again, and we finished 3rd. So it's just about working hard. I mean, I've been wanting those results since the beginning of the season, and we just kept on working, and I think it's coming. We're going to push hard at Dover. I think with the new rules, we're going to start pretty close to the front, so that's going to help us, and especially that I've been there before. Last year was my 2nd truck race there with Kyle Busch Motorsport, so I think we're ready. I love Dover. It was awesome, and check position is super important, so it's gonna be good for sure.
Thanks, Raphael.
Thank you.
Okay, Raphael, we're going to take a question from the chat here. Your team has been very consistent this year. Is it just a matter of time of getting to victory lane?
Yeah. I mean, we're a team capable of winning for sure. And I feel like I'm doing everything I can, studying videos, asking questions. Kyle Busch is helping a lot. And it's just a matter of time. And we're pushing hard for it. I mean, we're not going, at this point of the season, we're not going for stage point, we're going for the win. And that's what we've been doing the last two races, and we had our best finishes. So we're just going to keep on working and go heading the right direction.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Raphael, nice run today. Alex Tagliani, your teammate, had a pretty good car, was consistent in the top 10 until we got in that wreck in the last few laps. What do you think of his performance today?
First of all, I want to apologize to him for the restart was pretty crazy, and I don't know if I spun him out, but I hit him pretty good in turn one because I got hit from behind on one restart. But, yeah, I've been talking to him a lot, and it was a good help the past 2 days. And it was fun to speak a little bit of French because I moved to North Carolina and my family can't come visit me at all this year. So it's been English, but it's good. It's helping me. But yeah, I think he did a good job. I was expecting to see him up front for sure because he was a super good road course racer and he's got way more experience than me. But I don't know exactly where he finished, but he was... Just good job to him.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Good luck at Dover next weekend.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any final questions for Raphael? Okay, thank you, Raphael, again, and congrats on the finish.
Thank you very much, guys.